Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Chulin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos HaSabas Rachol, Shishi B'zecher, Fine, Receiving Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing this from Gidah Noshe. Mishnah Gimel says, Ha'ichom Gidah Noshe Kezayis. If a person eats a Kezayis of the Gidah Noshe, Sevek Arbaim, he gets 40 Malkas. He was over Lav. Now, Acholoi V'Emba Kezayis, let's say he ate the entire Gidah Noshe, but it happened to be very small, and the whole thing together wasn't even a Kezayis, Chayiv, he's still Chayiv Malkas. Why is that? Because there's a concept called Beria. It's a whole thing. For example, imagine you find an ant crawling on the floor. It's a tiny little eensy-weensy ant, and you pick it up and you eat it. So besides the fact that that's really gross, you're over many lavim. Now you might say, what do you mean it's not a kezayis? We know that you always have to eat a kezayis. That's the regular shear. That's the regular amount of food that you're chayv regarding eating. And the answer is that no, it's called a beria. It's a whole creature. It's a whole thing, and therefore it's totally different. And it's the same thing. Here, when he eats the entire gidah noshe, even though it wasn't a kezayis, he's still going to be chayv malkas. On something similar, achol mizeh kezayis umizeh kezayis, let's he ate a kezayis out of the right gid hanasha and the left gid hanasha, meaning from the right thigh and the left thigh, sevig shmainim, he gets two sets of malkas, that's 80. Now, he says, ain't a sevig el arabayim, he only gets 40. And that's because he holds that the isra of gid hanasha is only with the right thigh, not the left one. And after Mishnah Dalet, with some troubleshooting issues, yarchan is bashal ba gid hanasha, the thigh of the animal that was cooked and the gid hanasha was still there. Well, this is a problem. In a way, it's kind of like cooking meat and milk together, or treif meat with kosher meat. So what do we do? And here we have a classic thing with kashrus, im yesh if there was enough gid hanasha here that it would impart flavor, that's noisein tam, it would give flavor to the rest of the meat, so then harezu asura, it's usur, because that means that all the other meat, which is technically okay, received usur flavor from the gid hanasha. Now the question just is, ketzad masharen asa, how do we evaluate it? How do we tell if the gid hanasha was able to impart its flavor? And the answer is, kebasar belafes, similar to meat being cooked in turnip. We pretend that the thigh itself is turnip and that the gid is meat, and if we had this same proportion of meat and turnip, and the meat would give flavor to the turnips, that's basically the gid giving flavor to the yarech, to the thigh, so then it'd be aser. If not, then it's okay. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav with more situations. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.